Commuters continue to suffer as Amtrak deals with overcrowding on its trains that service the route between Springfield and New Haven. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, the state may be powerless in its effort to guarantee seats for CT Rail ticketed passengers riding Amtrak trains on the Hartford line.
The Connecticut Department of Transportation has said since September that policy dictates that Amtrak conductors can't ask CT Rail and student ticketed passengers to exit trains that are full on the Hartford line. But Connecticut Public Radio's examination of the contract between the two shows, in fact, that the two sides do not share a formal one-ticket-any-train agreement.
The challenge that we're faced with is we have more customers wanting to use the service than available seats. The bottom line is we need to provide more seats for customers.
That's Rich Andreski. He's CTDOT's Bureau Chief of Public Transportation. The state says that Amtrak generally honors CT Rail's one-ticket-any-train wishes, but obviously not when conductors are facing capacity issues out in the field. Amtrak says that it would only ask non-Amtrak passengers to give up their seats and wait for the next train if there was an unsafe condition, like if passengers have to stand in the vestibule. Further complicating the issue is that the state says that Amtrak requires reservations on its trains while the Hartford line doesn't. That's a major deciding factor in how conductors operate on an overcrowded train. This is going to be a problem that Andreski's new boss, Joe Giletti, will be greeted with when he takes over as commissioner of the Department of Transportation this week.
We're going to be prepared to announce some changes in the next week or so. We don't like this. This is not a good situation. We want to build ridership. We want to build interest in the service. And this is certainly counterproductive right now.
Amtrak is a quasi-government entity that has the right to provide service on the Hartford line and be reimbursed by states thanks to the Passenger Rail Investment and Improvement Act of 2008. Whenever a state wants to change service, let's say it wants Amtrak to adopt a certain ticket policy or wants Amtrak to add cars to a train, the state has to submit a written proposal to Amtrak. But it's Amtrak that has the right to accept or reject. Any other relief would have to come from the federal government. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal has demanded that Amtrak do more in ensuring the passengers can ride the trains that they paid to get on.
State authorities have no power to order Amtrak to add more cars, but we should all be insisting, particularly at the federal level, that they do the right thing here. The federal government can exercise authority here. It should do so. The Department of Transportation at the federal level should do whatever is necessary, even if state authorities cannot themselves do it.
Rich Andreski, the CTDOT official, says taking legislative action would be a last resort. He says it might be best for business if Amtrak and CTDOT work something out on their own.
We also have a very long-standing working relationship with Amtrak, and we have lots of facets to that relationship. Although, you know, Hartford Line is critically important to us, they operate Shoreline East for us, and we have issues we want to address there as well. It's in our best interest, in the interest of the state of Connecticut, to continue a productive working relationship with Amtrak.
Andreski says that one solution would be to revamp the ticketing system so that CT Rail and Amtrak passengers would essentially purchase the same ticket. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.